This Hawk Talk is brought to you by the NSU Wesley Foundation. The NSU Wesley is a Methodist campus ministry dedicated to serving the community. Every week, they serve a free lunch for NSU students, faculty, and staff from 11 to 2 on Wednesdays. This is quickly followed by Club Sammy, a program geared towards feeding those with food insecurity in the community. Finals week, students can get free breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at 405 South Going Snake Street, Tahlequah, OK. For more information, call 918-822-1913.
Welcome to Hawk Talk T&E's podcast. I'm sitting down today with Sydney Lawson, Bixby freshman, and Katie Cochran, Associate Director of Student Engagement, who are here to discuss the top 10 outstanding freshmen of 2024. Thank you both for taking the time to speak with me. Let's find out more about the qualities it takes to be a top 10 outstanding freshman and the decision process it entails. So Katie, I'm just going to start with you, and I just want you to briefly explain to listeners who might not be familiar with this what the top 10 Outstanding Freshman Awards are.
Yeah, so the top 10 Outstanding Freshman Awards is an award that is given annually out of the Department of Student Engagement and Transitions that honors our freshmen that have really come in and made an immediate impact on our campus through their involvement, as well as their academic course load and ways that they've represented themselves in their institution since starting here in August.
Can you just kind of walk me through a little basic description of the decision process that goes into deciding these awards and where the candidate pool for these freshmen come from whenever you're deciding?
Yeah, so it starts in, did you apply in like January, Sydney? Or was it in the fall?
I think I applied in the fall.
In the fall. So typically midway through the fall semester, we open up an application, and any student that is a freshman can apply. So it's open to the entire freshman population. Our director, Dr. Kendra Haggard, oversees that application process. And so then we get applicants. We typically get a lot. And so at that point, we narrow down from who we get based off GPA and being in good standing with the university. And that gives us our pool that we interview.
So whenever you guys are looking at the applicants, are there any specific qualities that you guys are looking for, such as extracurricular activities or involvement on campus?
We're looking for students that are involved, involved as well as students that are in good standing with university and have excelled academically.
So why would you say that it is important to recognize these freshmen for their achievements?
I would say a lot of institutions recognize their graduates and their seniors that are leaving. So one thing that makes NSU special is that we do recognize people that have come in and kind of had an immediate impact on the NSU community. And so that's something that is unique to NSU. And I think it's something that we can brag about that, hey, as soon as you get here, you can make an impact and we're going to notice you. And we want to acknowledge that work.
Right. No, I think that's a good point, though, because I haven't really seen like a lot of other schools that like have these awards for like newcomers into the school.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, I just kind of want to ask how you guys know each other.
So Sydney, I remember Sydney from Rookie Bridge Camp. Sydney was loud and out there. And then we didn't talk much during RBC because RBC is a 2-day camp. It's very much so focused on the freshmen. And then she came to an event during Welcome Week over archery tag. And you came with your friends that you made at RBC. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, I spoke to her a little bit, kind of introduced myself, my role in my office, got to know her a little bit. But then she went through sorority recruitment. So we got to know each other a little bit more then. And then just over the course of the year, she's been involved in our office. So not just Greek life, but also big event, Rookie Bridge Camp. She's also going to be a SOAR leader this upcoming summer. So she's gotten to know our office really well. And she's just been an outstanding student, somebody that is fun, brings some fun energy to campus, but also takes care of her business. And so Sydney's just been one of those that it's been an honor to get to know her.
That was so sweet, Katie.
And so then I kind of wanted to get into the committee. So they're the people who ultimately are going to decide who is awarded these top 10 freshmen, outstanding freshman awards. So can you kind of just go through what the committee is looking for and kind of what process they do with these freshmen?
Yeah. So once Dr. Haggard has gotten all the applications in, then as a committee, we bring it down to the group that we will interview. And then that committee sits in on interviews. And so we have questions that we ask each candidate for the top 10 outstanding freshmen. So, and from there, we then select the top 10 from that group.
Okay. And are you able to say who the committee is? Are they like, well, not like their names or anything, but just like, are they in the student engagement office?
No, it is made up of faculty and staff from across campus.
Okay, gotcha. One of this year's top 10 outstanding freshmen, Sydney Lawson, Bixby freshman, is working towards a degree in psychology. Mm-hmm. So Sydney, can you just kind of walk me through how it was speaking to the committee and from your perspective as a student, how the process was for you?
Yeah, for sure. So talking to the committee, I got an email that I was supposed to sign up for a time slot to go be interviewed for this. And immediately I was like, oh gosh, like I'm scared immediately. But that's just who I am. Before in any interview, I just get a little nervous. And so I walked in and of course I saw Katie and I saw the familiar face and I was like, hey, Katie, like you're the one that told me to do this. So I hope you're talking to me. And so I actually really enjoyed it. I've done a lot of interviews here and I definitely think that the outstanding freshman was one of my favorite next to RBC Rookie Bridge Camp. But it was definitely an experience for the books. I didn't know all of the faces in there, but having Katie's familiar face in there was really nice.
It's always helpful to have somebody that
yes,
you know in
for
there.
Sure.
So I wanted to find out when you heard about this award, like, did you know it coming into the school? Or you said that you applied mm-hmm. a little earlier. So can you talk me
yeah,
through how you found
so
out?
Whenever I first got here, I was like, I wasn't involved in high school, and so I wanted to immediately get involved. And so I immediately started signing up for whatever I could. Anything that was able to me, I was doing it. And so whenever it got to like November, Katie was like, hey, like we're going to have this award coming out for outstanding freshmen. Like I really think that you should go for it. But then I also knew because she was talking to all my friends and she did tell everybody else that. And I was like, okay, Katie, like you're just telling everybody that, of course. So then my big and my sorority came up to me and she's like, no, like I really think that you need to go for this. I think you would be a great fit for it. And I said, yeah, sure. So I filled out the application and I got an interview.
So can you tell me what achievements qualities of yours you think might have played a role in you winning this award?
So qualities, I would say I am one of the most outgoing people ever. I love making friends. I love being silly. I don't get embarrassed very easily. So I definitely think that's one of the great qualities is that I'm not scared to put myself out there. And if I don't get it, that's fine. Like it's not going to hurt my feelings. But at the same time, like I also have that competitive in me that I'm like, I want to get it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm always just going for whatever. Achievements? I don't know of any achievements that would have played a role in this. I just think that like me immediately coming into campus and just like taking it all in and grabbing it by its tail and just getting involved immediately was something that was really big for others to look at.
Right. Yeah, I definitely think so.
She was, though, one of the few freshmen that was selected for like SOAR leader. Mm-hmm. So like that is an achievement. She was a freshman that was selected to serve on big event subcommittee. So there were a few achievements that she had. Okay. She's being humble about.
Because that was kind of my next question, too. Like, what are you involved with on campus? Oh, so goodness. That's a few that you are involved with. And is there any others that you are?
Oh, yeah, there are. There are. So I'm involved in a total of 7 school organizations. So first one is RBC, of course. I'm a volunteer for this next summer. Then I have SOAR, which I'm also a volunteer for all of the incoming freshmen, just to help them guide them through like how I was guided through. Then I am one of the directors of Dance Marathon here on campus. So we're actually looking for people to interview in the fall to be on our exec board.
Okay.
So I've taken that position this fall and I just ran with it. I am in communications club here. It's like a once a month thing. I'm job sites for big event. I'm an NAB intern, but recently did a interview to be on the exec for NAB and did get it.
Awesome.
And then your sorority.
Yes. And then my sorority, Delta Zeta.
Perfect. And then, so Sydney, I wanted to find out what your goals were for the rest of your time here at NSU and just some goals that you have for the future.
Yeah, so some goals that I have here are just to leave the impact of future students that was made on me. I love this campus with my whole heart. My plan wasn't always to come here. I came here to the last SOAR, to the last RBC. It was very last minute. I found out a week before that I got in. And so I was very late to everything, but I came here and I was like, you know what? I think that this could be my home. So some of my goals is just to being that friendly face that everybody sees on campus and isn't afraid to come up and say, hey, how are you? Like, how's your day going? Stuff like that, and vice versa. Like, I want to always have those people that I can go up to and be like, hey, like, I haven't seen you in a while. How are you doing? Stuff like that. Some goals that I have for my future is that I am planning on getting a minor in ASL and entrepreneurship, and I want to own my own therapy center and do therapy for the hard of hearing.
Awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
And it definitely is great to just have like that kind of person on campus that you can just turn to whenever. And so then I wanted to find out when you found out that you were awarded as one of the top 10 outstanding freshmen and then how it made you feel.
Okay. This is actually kind of a funny story. So I had just done my interview, and usually in the interview, they'll tell you like, this is whenever we're planning on making the decision. And I was like, okay, yeah, like that's fine. So I don't have class on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. And I think they sent the email out on a Wednesday, and I had slept in and I was just really enjoying my sleep. And I woke up and I got the email that I got outstanding freshman. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so exciting. So I FaceTimed my mom in the middle of me like half awake. I was still laying in bed, like hair was a mess. I had just woken up. And I was like, mom, like I got outstanding freshman. She was so excited. And then of course I had to tell my roommate and everybody else. And then I figured out that some of my bestest friends also got it and that we were able to go through this together. And that it was just made us all so close because now we are a part of something all together. So it was definitely a great moment.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's perfect. This question can go for both of you. So I just want to see what advice you would give to a freshman in the future who is wanting to be considered for this award.
So whenever I got here, I heard the saying over and over and over again. Katie probably knows what I'm about to say. You put in what you get out what you put in. And so I would give that to a freshman in the future who is trying to be considered for this award. Go for it. Do it. Just you never know. Like, you might as well just go for it. If you don't get it, like, that's okay. Like, there's another chance at senior, like, your senior year, you can always go for it again. So my thing is honestly just go for it. Like, don't be scared. Go for it. That would be mine.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing to, you know, when you're getting to NSU, one of the things that makes us special here is that there are so many ways to come in and make an immediate impact. And you don't have to go, you don't have to join certain groups to make that impact. You can truly do what you want to do, get involved in what you want to get involved with, and you can leave your impact and start your legacy immediately. So coming in, getting involved in, like Sydney said, just going for it, even if it just gives you good interview experience, you know, you've at least had that extra experience that will help you for the next one. So just go for it and go for anything that you want at NSU. The sky truly is the limit here. And even if what you're wanting is not out there, we can help you make it. So go for everything that you want and it'll pay off.
Yeah, it's definitely worth a shot to go for it. And then I think that was all the questions that I had for you today. So I was just going to see if there's anything else that you guys wanted to add, just that you think might be important for others to hear.
Go Hawks.
Something that I want to add is that as a freshman, you come in here and you're scared. You are scared. And that is completely normal to be scared and coming in here blindsided. You don't know what to expect. But at the end of the day, you just need to go for some things. You just need to put your name out there. You just need to be a face on campus that everybody knows. It's very important that you do get out there because I feel like NSU is a place that whenever you're involved, it makes it 10 times better of a campus. So that's all I would have.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. Katie, Sydney, it was great talking with both of you. Thank you both for coming in. Thanks for listening to the Hawk Talk podcast. You can find us at nsunews.com, Spotify, or follow our social media pages at TNE News on Instagram and Twitter, and the Northeastern on Facebook for the latest NSU news.
The NSU Playhouse invites you to a night of laughter and fun with five women wearing the same dress. The show, written by Alan Ball and directed by NSU's own Dr. Robin Pursley, revolves around five bridesmaids avoiding the bride who they all secretly dislike. Starring both current students and alum, the show will take place at 7:30 p.m. on April 10th through the 13th at the NSU Playhouse located in downtown Tahlequah. The show will also be the fourth Golden Llama competition presented by NSU Drama. Student organizations with the most members in attendance of the show will win the Golden Llama Trophy. Who will be the student organization with the most members in attendance? Purchase tickets for the show at nsuplayhouse.ludus.com. That's nsuplayhouse.ludus.com.